This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton. So we are going all the way from north of Green Bay to south of Oshkosh right now.
Now you've got to learn how to incorporate that frequency. It's tough, isn't it?
It is.
When you've done it this long.
But we love Appleton. And we have to mention that, but they've been kind of listening on the
periphery,
right?
I mean,
you go to the airport and you can kind of hear us. This now it's just nice and clear.
How come it's getting colder out? 27 in Green Bay now, 28 in Appleton, 27 in Oshkosh. Thanking Big Wayne for making the trip down from Suamico. A-frame. Beekeepers, fantastic, good stuff, wonderful stuff.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. John, got a little technical for me.
John was fading a little bit. Well,
I'm not good at technical stuff. I just not.
You know, he's all in.
So knowledgeable.
You get people, and, you know, thank God for people like that. I remember a lady coming to see me one time about some kind of weed or something that
not that kind of weed.
That's the kind of stuff that you use. No, this is like
wait a minute, Todd.
Yeah,
the guy who wants to own a weed farm in the UP
for the money.
Throws it towards me. Not what you use. I mean, I'm going to open a weed farm, but you're the one that does that.
Anyway, but she was so concerned about, and she was tearing up.
But what?
There weren't enough like butterflies. We were losing the monarchs. And Johnny, they come in. She reminded me when Wayne was talking, he reminded me a little bit of her. She just was like totally leaning over the table. And Mayor, do you understand these butterflies? And like I just said to her when she was done, I'm like, thank God for people like you. Translated, I could care less about
it. Thank God somebody does.
Right. And we need people like Wayne to care about the bees in the winter.
Absolutely.
And whether you connected is not the point. But I think you need. I just love that when people are really into something that I don't want to say I don't care about. It's not on my radar. And it's cool when you get people who care about the monarch butterflies, you care about the bees in the winter, and they're all in. So I thought that was interesting. And it's being picked up more and more by, like he said, millennials are taking an interest in beekeeping. So,
well, I think in general, though, people are getting a little bit back to something else. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do.
I think a lot more people, younger people, are moving more into the country. Right. And even like you got the herb garden. People are really getting a lot, but they want to get their hands involved with things.
We're getting back to where we're growing our own.
Here we go again.
That's not the kind of herb garden I have.
70s.
Here we go again. 70s. But I know a lot of people that are really into that stuff. I remember back in my day, there was a magazine. Todd, you might remember this. Was it Mother Earth Jones or Mother Jones?
Yeah, I do remember it.
And we'd always call those people granola people.
Right.
Okay. You know, it'd be the girls in the peasant shirts we'd call them in high school or in college, and especially in college. It was really big in that type of thing. But they were the first ones, like, even for, like, solar power and all these kinds of things.
You need people like that. Even, you know, those are entrepreneurs. They're out on the edge. They're getting criticized. They're like, no, there's something here, you know? I think it's great. I find what he's doing interesting. I will not be in that industry, but he is. You see how excited he was? I mean, all of a sudden, it was time for a break. Yeah, did you notice that?
I know you guys. You guys aren't usually here in the morning, but I get to hear Pam Yonke, the farm babe,
before you guys
come in. And the technology that they use nowadays, they were talking about this year and the weather and how that affected farms. I mean, I grew up in farm country, so I knew what, you know, dry crops were around corn time and all that kind of stuff. But man, you think about like what people, the hard work people put into that, and you are at the mercy of Mother Nature. You're at the mercy of the government. I mean,
no question.
And I can see some old farmers saying, "Really, you're gonna put a monitor in the hive It's like, you don't need to do that. And Wayne's like, yeah, we do. And that's just kind of the cool thing on evolution, you know? I went last night. I'm going to tell you, this has a little bit to do with what we're talking about, farming. I went to dinner last night at the Union Hotel, which is great. They come out.
Most beautifully decorated Christmas thing I've ever seen.
It's unbelievable. A tree and just, it's anyway, the carolers come around to your table and sing. And they're wearing the Bob Cratchit hat.
Yeah.
And they're just totally dressed up with their hands in those things.
In a muff?
In a muff. And it just, it's whatever.
That's what I like. It's a muff.
Yeah. So they come out and say, but what I had the steak that the Japanese.
Wagyu.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
I'm surprised. Wagyu, first of all, it's super expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I was surprised. It was, you know, $70 for. But it's beer fed.
Beer fed beef?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. So some of it's with the grain, but like in the winter, because it's hot, there's not a lot of grazing land over there in Japan, that they just feed them beer. So they're kind of drunk all summer.
Are you serious?
Well,
I've never heard of this.
To be a cow, huh?
I know, right? Yeah.
Well, John, why don't you tell us about that?
I've never heard of this.
Right, that's a big.
That's a big brand. They drink they like put it in the trough and they drink it, or are you saying it's in the feed?
In the winter, it's in the feed. In the summer, I think they just like a lot of people just. So they're kind of like in a. Like, they're kind of like drunk all summer, I think.
Wow.
But that beef is unbelievably just.
I bet I could beat one of those cows in a race.
Yeah, maybe. But you got to check that out. We had lamb and other stuff, too. But it was fun. It was great. That Union Hotel, that.
It's fantastic.
Should be. You talk about. And even Greta said last night, she goes, we got to make this a tradition. And, you know, because we went to the Botanical Gardens first.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Been there a couple times this year. That was great, as always. Anyway,
I'll tell you so. A lot another cool great place. I did a book signing at Blass's.
Oh, that's right. You were there.
And I love going there just because I hardly ever sit down. I just wander and look at everything they've got in there. The magazines they have are so amazing. Yeah. I don't care what you're into, they've got a magazine for you.
Oh yeah,
that's a store unlike any. You know, they did that that thing, that book about 100 things in Green Bay or whatever. Blass's should have been in there. My Absolutely. God, it's been around for over 100 years, 125 years or whatever. There is no place like that.
Yeah.
You know, you should see some of the pipes they've got there. I remember my dad and my brother both smoked pipes in our house. It always smelled like cherry blend. But they've got these unbelievable European-type pipes.
Yeah.
It's incredible. What a great store that is, Blass's.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal.
And their service is great. We were talking about service before.
Outstanding.
My gosh, Lisa couldn't be a nicer
no.
person.
Right. No. No, no. Had
and
a great
I think
time
those
down there.
Places that have been around, 125 years or 120? Yeah. Sarugi's, great customer service. What do you say, 125 years?
Well, I brought in a program.
And how old is the Northland Hotel? I mean, that's got to be 100 years old, right? That's got to be at least
the 100. Northland? I thought we had the anniversary.
The
Union?
The Union.
Oh, Union. What? I think the Union. I know I went to one of those.
Let's service there's.
Those historical things with Joe Sarugi and McKim, Boyd, and everything like that. And it was interesting, but I remember they said there was one place that they used to hide, like, slaves on the Underground Railroad and, like, during the Civil War or something. But I think that part burnt down. So it's like everything's been there, but I think over time one part burnt down and they rebuilt and things like that. Oh. It'd be interesting to have them on to talk about the actual history of it.
That hotel, they got it going on. And that's, you know, the Boyds, you know.
But it's I found that old Packer program.
Yes.
And I gave it to them yesterday because they're going to put but Curly Lambeau in this program was still a player. Not just the coach. He was player coach, but he was still a player in this program. And there was a big ad for Blass's even then. But one of the cool things says, buy your Packer tickets at these locations. And you could go to Blass's. I said, can you imagine if you had the foresight back then to buy like 100 season tickets? The money you would have made over the years?
I think that's been said. Or a house. Or
I know.
It's just.
But that I can't say enough about Blass's. I hate the fact that it moved from downtown Green Bay, which I just thought was the most ideal spot in the world. But it's a beautiful store they have, 107 South Broadway. Yeah. It's a fantastic store. So stop on down. A lot of great local authors. Warren Gerd stopped down yesterday. Yep. I was talking to him. And another guy who's he's kind of putting together a book on his dad. And I love it when people, and I guess the book signing went really great for the Lambeau book last week. So
good.
Yeah.
Great place for gifts. Well, I think next year, we've done a pretty good job this year, but next year, you know, we've really focused on music on Fridays. And I think we've done a great job elevating people that are like, yeah, well, you're really good, but not everybody knows you. And, you know, we're a step toward that. But to do an author, there's enough authors in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of you guys out there.
You know what I'd still like to, you know, one thing we were talking about though, too? No money.
Well, no, there's all self-publishing. yeah, I know. That's
true. Me and Warren and everyone were talking about that. And Lisa was even like, I said, you know what? I said two things though, for me. Whatever money, whenever I do a book signing, okay, it goes right into the book fund.
Right.
For more books to make, okay? And I never want somebody to say that I'm making money on other guys' experiences in a war.
Yeah.
I never want anybody to be able to say that. I will tell them to go, because that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. So I do. I can, and people will say that, but, you know, you say, look, I'm not in this for the money. I'm in this to get the word out.
I mean, it's not, But it's I honestly, in writing books, I enjoy it. I mean, I really enjoy talking to these people, meeting them, hearing their stories. I'm fascinated by them myself.
It's obvious because you remember so much of their story to the T.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen if you're just going through emotions, right? Yeah. You're actually experiencing these things with these people.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, veterans and the Packers, but there's some other good books written in Green Bay.
Oh, no question.
I mean, the you know guy what I really want to get on is he's written some great. I think he's written like four or five books, and he is great.
I had this lady on. Oh man, it's got to be 15 years ago, but she was the one. It's still one of the most amazing stories. I can't believe they didn't make a movie out of it. Her family. I want to say her dad was a doctor, possibly
that Minahan thing.
No. They went on a cruise and they hired a guy to, you know, captain the boat and everything.
Yeah.
And he murdered everybody. Murdered her entire family.
Ooh.
And put her on a raft and just float her out to the sea in the ocean. And she was like 11. And just by chance, a cargo ship came by and rescued her. Murdered the entire family.
Mm.
What?
What? Okay. And she got away on a raft?
Yes.
Did they ask her where she was when all this happened?
I don't know what happened to the guy. They like murdered the family at night. I'll have to find if anybody
ever found
there,
the guy.
And I don't remember.
She inherited millions. I don't know, John.
Wow.
I wasn't putting the connection there.
I was gonna say, wait, okay, so okay.
I didn't get the connection.
I always look at the survivor.
Wow. Merry bleeping Christmas to you. Wow.
Just asking. Wow. 11's okay. That's right.
Wow.
Had she been 31.
Hey, by the way, I mentioned that thing. I need somebody to tell me how to hook up deer cam, trail cam, so I can watch it on my phone. All right? I need somebody. You know how to do that?
No.
All right. Yeah, people. Quick break. Back at this.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold. Means so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations on
air. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on Christmas Eve. A 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course, worldwide with the Civic Media app. So, Todd, you guys gave us a little survey regarding Christmas.
Well, these are a bunch of survey, quick polls is basically what they are. So I figured.
You know what? I invented the quick poll on radio.
Did.
Yeah.
You did.
I invented the quick poll on radio.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And so we have a bunch of topics there, Jim. You guys can start wherever you want, but basically we want our listeners to also let us know how they feel about some of these things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Some of these are technical and some of these are more fun. What do you want to do? Because some of these are like, what's your favorite snow day memory? The other ones are in the Northern Hemisphere, winter is December, January.
Well, some of them are quiz questions.
Okay. All right. Whatever you want to do. Do we have those answers that we gave as employees?
I've got those in here.
Oh, too. Those are in there.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
I've got those, and we can play that a little bit later on. I'll quiz you guys on the people you work
with.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. Let's do it.
Okay, so let's start with just what is your dream holiday vacation? If you're going to take a vacation over the holidays, what's the perfect?
Sun Valley, Idaho.
Why?
Skiing.
Beautiful. Sun Valley Lodge. It's unbelievable. It's the most beautiful place I've ever personally seen. Sun Valley, Idaho. I'd be in that lodge at Christmas. I mean, it's like a movie. Actually, they shot a movie in there with Sonja Henning. Remember Sonja Henning?
No.
Olympic figure skater back in the day? No. It was called, I think it's called Christmas at Sun Valley. Sun Valley Christmas. And it's got the big old fireplace. That's Ernest Hemingway used to stay there all the time. All the big actors used to stay there all the time. It was like the place. Yeah,
Sun Valley. She was in a bunch, huh?
Yeah.
Sun Valley Serenade, maybe?
That's it. Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Todd?
Oh.
You want to go somewhere or you want to stick around? The dream holiday vacation.
I would like to, I'd like to go abroad. I think I'd like to go check out the UK or like Ireland or something like that for the holidays.
I could see that.
Go with my sisters.
I could see that.
That's cool.
Absolutely. How about you?
One of the best we had, and I would probably do it again, was when we spent the Thanksgiving holiday, and Christmas at the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon?
Oh, it was awesome.
I don't think of Christmas at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, it's beautiful there, and there's nothing else like the Grand Canyon. I told the kids that. I said,
I've lived in Arizona for 6 years, and I never went there.
And there's so much to do there. But I think I would probably go more for the buzz, and I'd spend my week in New York.
Okay. Yeah, I can see New York. New York would actually be my second choice, to be honest with you.
It's so much fun, and that, you know.
Yeah.
We were talking about that last night at dinner, because, you have kids that live there, too. They never feel unsafe, like never. And they've never seen, you read about this stuff. Oh, this one's on the subway. This happened here. I was asking about that. And I think there's safety in numbers. They just have, that's quite a statement. But they're like, no, we just kind of, if something weird happens, people just keep walking. It's not like here in Green Bay, you'd stop traffic and help so-and-so, or if this guy's having a meltdown. But they just, that they do. But anyway, New York would be up there for me. Okay, so let's see here. What is the best gift you've ever received?
Ooh, ever.
Ever. This is a long time. You could be a little kid when this happened.
Ever. Wow. Todd? Ever.
I saw an old commercial on YouTube the other night. It was Santa Claus selling Winston's cigarettes, right? He's like, get a carton of cigarettes for your family.
Wow,
I've got
funny.
One. I used to buy old magazines just for the ads.
Yeah.
Because I'd display them at times, everything like that. And there was a great one with Ronald Reagan when he was an actor, Ronald Reagan, okay? And it's him signing where you'd have the Christmas card attached to the Chesterfields.
I saw that one too. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. He's sending everybody a carton of cigarettes.
And that was part of like their selling product. You didn't have to actually wrap it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they actually had a card on the cigarettes. That's right.
Exactly correct. Yes.
Merry Christmas, Johnny. Smoke them.
Smoke them if you got them.
Chesterfields. Wow, that's some pretty potent stuff. Those Chesterfields.
Yep.
Didn't have filters on those, did they?
I don't know.
Like
camels didn't have filters. Well, I told you once, a couple of my World War II guys, when they went to the doctors finally they had a case of quote unquote the nerves, as they called it.
Yeah.
And the two different ones said, the doctor said, okay, do you smoke? I was like, yeah. I go, what do you smoke? And they'd be like, camels. So oh, no, you got to switch to Chesterfields. That'll relax you a lot more. The doctors would tell them what brand of cigarettes to smoke.
Wow.
Because they'd say, have a couple of drinks before dinner. And smoke Chesterfields. Those will calm you down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
No. Nope.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. Okay. Give me. I don't know. All time favorite gift.
Yep. Best gift.
Best gift ever. I don't know.
1977. We got a dog. We got a Springer Spaniel.
That would be a good
dog.
One.
And
as a kid, man.
Yep. So what happened was, we came home and the presents were always out. You came home on Christmas Eve and, oh my gosh, Santa was already here. And there was a box, kids got to save that for the last one. And it was a big box. So we're thinking, oh, there's a puppy in there, right? Open it up.
It's a dead dog. sorry,
kids.
And there was...
have to do what Wayne does to his bees to revive them.
So there was a collar and a dog brush and a couple of toys in there and some dog food.
Cool. Okay.
And maybe you can use these when you get a dog. Oh, by the way, go check out in the camper. So we went out in the camper, and there was a little Springer Spaniel dog. And I got a tape recorder that year, and I spent more time with the tape recorder than I did the dog.
You know, I'll tell you what.
That's cool.
First time I got the cassette tape recorder, that was pretty special.
Yeah.
Oh, I had fun with that. That would rank that or the first time I got a shotgun. You know, because that's almost like a rite of passage,
yep.
You know, when you get your first shotgun.
Did you ever get a shotgun, Jim?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
But I mean, that makes you feel like I'm almost a man. I got a shotgun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No? All right. Go ahead.
I got a lot of them.
What?
Okay.
What do you got, though?
I'm thinking my best gift. Well, I don't know. I'm getting I'll tell you my
Somebody
kids.
Help us out. Texters. What's your all-time favorite gift? But, all-time.
This kind of goes a little bit ornament, a little bit gift. So
Terry says, I'll just get these in real quick.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, receiving the Duke football that my dad bought at Dennis Sports Shop.
That's cool.
Wow, I always wanted a Duke. I never got one.
Big Wayne says, 1985, I got a lat pull-down machine.
Should have used it, Wayne.
Wow.
So help us out. Give us some more, people. What was your all-time favorite gift? And where, if it wasn't home here in Green Bay, where would you like to spend a Christmas?
Yeah. A lot of people are going to say home, which is
great. I know, but other than that.
Yeah, other than that. Yeah.
Yeah, a destination Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, we got Burke Griffin coming up at the top of the hour. Talk about that Packer game. We got a lot more to talk about. Back after this.
You would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Former Ripon Fire Chief Timothy Saul was ordered to pay $3,000 in fines after pleading guilty to 3 misdemeanor counts of fraudulently using a financial transaction card. The 57-year-old Saul used the Ripon Fire District's credit card for personal use between 2016 and 2022. No restitution was ordered because no city funds were used to pay off the card. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced $7 million in funding to help address the opioid crisis. According to a press release, the state DOG received the funding from the Comprehensive Opioid Stimulant and Substance Abuse Program grant. The goal of the program is to connect with residents struggling with opioid addiction before they suffer an overdose or before law enforcement agencies get involved. The funding will be used for outreach efforts, self-referral and officer intervention programs, and support services like mental health care. There's a lot of extra cooking during the holiday season. How can you avoid food waste? Civic Media's Derek Tritz reports.
With every holiday season comes more mouths to feed and most of the time a lot of extra food. Sadly, a large portion of that extra food ends up getting wasted, according to DNR Organic Waste Management Specialist Ruth O'Donnell.
Recently, the organization ReFed estimated that on Thanksgiving, over 300 million pounds of food was wasted in the United States, and that represented more than $500 million of groceries thrown away.
To cut down on food waste, the Wisconsin DNR recommends creating detailed shopping lists for holiday dinner ingredients and freezing leftovers. Freezing leftovers might also save you a few nights of cooking. More information about food waste prevention can be found at dnr.wi.gov.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Happy Christmas Eve to you, ladies and gentlemen. 27 degrees in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton, 27 in Oshkosh. Here at 97.9 FM WGBW, our brand new signal 96.5 FM, WISS, coming your way out of Appleton. Of course, 98.3 WISS coming out of Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app. So if you want to find us, you can find us one way or another. Some of the texts coming in, we're talking about some of the, what is your very, very, very favorite all-time Christmas gift? Or what would be your Christmas destination if you left home? Got some texts here. Recuperating from my kidney cancer surgery at home. Wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. Your show has brought me joy during a difficult time. Thanks, Terry. Terry did not know about that, buddy. All the best, greatest thoughts for you, humanly possible. My destination Christmas would be to travel back in time to a Christmas where my entire family could be together one more time. Vicky.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Jessica says, I'd be in Costa Rica.
Good one.
In a second. Christmas in the sun for me.
Okay.
All right, then.
Nice. There. Okay.
You well, you want to go to Costa Rica?
That's where Aaron Rodgers, that whole thing, the Enigma, that's where all of his things were.
My daughter's been there. Yeah, I don't, that's not real high on my list.
It's supposed to be a real safe country, though, isn't it? Like, yeah, and not gangs
what is, isn't the
infested?
Lowest, Costa Rica, isn't that the, like, they have the lowest, like, MS, Costa Rica?
What's MS mean?
Yeah, like muscular dystrophy, MS, like the disease, like, they don't have it there.
There's multiple sclerosis?
Right.
Oh.
They don't. Oh. And isn't Costa Rica known for that?
I did not know that.
Okay. No, not at all.
I have zero idea.
Yeah. That's their big campaign to get people to visit.
I could be wrong on that. Okay. Right. I don't think I am. Though.
I would go in a heartbeat. My sister just came back from there. She would move.
I've never heard anything but great things.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that too. I just think there's a lot of great things about Costa Rica. But I'm way off on my.
I don't think I have the money to go to Costa Rica. I might go to Haiti.
Ugh. Really?
I'm going on a cruise.
No, I'm joking. Have you seen how bad it is there? One guy killed 100 people the other day and everything. It's like, oh my God, that poor country.
We're going on a cruise, and one of the stops was Haiti.
Really?
Like, they're going to redo that, right? I mean,
I would think so. It is outlaw city.
You were actually right that it has a very low situation with MS. And here's what's interesting about it. They say that MS is more prevalent in countries that are further from the equator. Countries near the equator, like Costa Rica, have lower levels of multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
I wonder why that must be. Is it pressure on the spine?
I don't know. Interesting.
Jim, that's your research project for your Christmas vacation when you come back.
Actually, that's not my thing, but I don't know.
Okay, give us some more.
Okay. Let's talk about, I'll pass on that one. If you write a letter to Santa now, what's on your wish list? Like, if you're writing one, like now at 60, whatever, however old you are, what would you say right now you want?
One of those deer cams that I could hook up to my phone.
Oh.
I think that'd be so interesting. Seeing the different animals that come through. It's like I said, there's that Fisher cat that lives out there, which is the nastiest looking animal you've ever seen in your life. There's wolves up there. There's bear. There's possibly cougars. I would love to do that. I need somebody to tell me how to do that.
You definitely have to have good cell reception to pull that off.
We definitely don't.
That would be my only concern for you on that.
All right.
Yeah.
What would be yours?
Me? I don't know. It wouldn't be anything material because I would find a way to probably get that. It would have to be something more like that previous texter, just families together, you know, world peace, that kind of stuff. It would be more, it wouldn't be a material thing. Cause like if I really, really wanted a deer cam, I mean, I might get that for you, John. I would get it. It would be something different than that, but you have to be realistic. Like, you know, I'd have Christmas with my dad again. It ain't going to happen, but, it would be something more like that. A family get together somewhere with everybody where everybody got along. That would be cool. But that ain't going to happen.
It's almost like asking for world peace,
right? Yeah, I don't know which would go first.
And maps for the kids in Iraq. Because the kids in the Iraq don't have maps.
So,
all right. Let me do one.
Okay.
Let me do one.
Todd, you must have a, what would you put on your list?
I would want to retire early. I would want to have enough, whatever it takes to retire early and never have to do something I don't want to do.
All right.
Well, I'm careful with that, but I think retirement isn't all.
But I would do what I want to do.
All right,
I would
so do you would do something.
I would
do lots of things.
Okay,
all right, well, that's cool, because else you sit around and...
Favorite holiday tradition?
Well, as a kid, was opening up that room that Santa was
in.
That was, like, awesome. Yeah. I mean, we'd all stand around saying, open up that room, and it'd be like, all these gifts.
We did that, too.
That's just like your childhood, doesn't it?
My thing is, only once a year we'd have certain foods. And that kept that really special. Like, every Christmas Eve, the only time, one day out of the entire year, we have this thing called Bunya Calda. And it's basically anchovies and cream and butter. And it's almost like a fondue where you dip in pieces of, like, lettuce or cabbage or bread, big, thick bread, and soak it up. It's phenomenal. It's my favorite food in the world. It's the only time we'd have it for the entire year.
I think that's cool that your parents only had it then.
Yes,
you
that's what made it. We could have
What made it special.
Exactly.
I like that.
That, and he would get certain Italian, a thing called capicola. It's a real good Italian ham, real spicy. And again, only time of the year you'd have those things.
That's cool. And that good memory for the kids and for you.
Then we had another little thing. It was these were right from Italy, I believe. And it was little cardboard boxes with, like, painted Christmas scenes, you know, original Christmas scenes painted on there. And they're like, it was like a caramel type thing. But it was really cool. Each one came in its own cardboard box, these little things. And again, there's only an Italian deli like in Nagani. And that's the only time for the year we'd have those things. So that just, you know, again, you could order them all year, but when you only have something for that one special time, it just makes it more special,
Absolutely.
I think.
That's cool. I like that.
What did you guys do, Todd?
We were not a church-going family when I was really young, but on Christmas Eve, we'd go check out the Christmas lights in town.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And all the time, we would all get in the car, and then my mom would take forever to get into the car. I've got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. I forgot to put on my blah, blah, blah. And then you go out and you see all the pretty Christmas lights. And then when you got home, Santa Claus was there.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So
that's very cool.
When I got older, I realized why mom was taking so long to get out to the car.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We had Santa come, and because, you know, kids, is he real, all that kind of stuff. And we would, one time the guy just came and he was ringing the bells and the kids were sleeping. They're all sleeping upstairs in their bed. And he just went and... took the bells, rang them right over their head, and woke them up.
Oh, wow.
You know, this guy was awesome. I mean, he's the guy that...
Not sure I'd want a stranger in my bedroom when I'm six ringing a bell in my face.
Exactly.
But, okay.
I'm traumatized.
I'd grab the shotgun.
Anyway, yeah, that's... I don't know. That was fun having... We had the real Santa there for many, many years when our kids were little. But, yeah, no, that opening that door, we'd sing a couple songs, one German, one Polish, you know, then Silent Night, everybody go in that room and
really, yeah. Actually, Todd, you've got to play a song for me today.
All right,
you got to play a song heading into our next. Would you do that?
Yeah. What you got?
Bella Wood
from Garth.
Yeah. Have you heard this song?
I have to hear it. Don't sing it.
What do you mean? Don't sing it.
The real problem with, Garth's songs, is you can't just pull them up anywhere.
Oh, really?
It's all covers. Yeah, he doesn't let any streaming go out.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, yeah. It's a great song.
Merry Christmas,
it's about
Garth.
It's a true story, but in World War I, they had a Christmas truce, and a German guy climbed out of his trench and faced the Americans and sang Silent Night in German, and an American did the same and sang it in English.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That song is, its anniversary, I think, is... yesterday or today.
Of Bella Wood?
Of Silent Night.
Oh, Silent Night.
Oh, wow. From what year is that like? So you guys spoke German good enough to sing that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Everybody knows Otanabam.
Yeah, I think we actually sang that in school, to be honest with you.
So young sang that. And then Push Me Shishi, that's a...
208 years old.
Wow.
As of today, or yesterday, yeah. Yeah, today.
Wow.
Yep.
That's cool. Actually very cool.
Little staying power.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. People, give us some more. What was your all-time favorite gift when you were growing up? All-time favorite. We want to know that.
Or tradition, right?
Or tradition.
Yep.
I think traditions are important.
I agree.
And
that's what makes it special.
It does. And like you said, with the certain kind of food. And if you don't have them, like I told people all the time, start them. I mean, you're the dad, you're the mom, start it. And if it's the botanical gardens, if it's... You know, seen the Nutcracker, which that was a tough one.
Do you have to sit through the Nutcracker?
Yeah.
That's a ballet thing, right?
Yeah, they don't sing a lot, Joe.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a great show. It's a
no disrespect.
Takes it wild.
And those ballerinas and ballerina guys.
My kids are in that. Are really careful. Good.
No, I'm no. But if you want to torture me, make me. I remember back in some of the Christmas, like Ed Sullivan Christmas special or something, they'd have those kind of people in their little weird kind of things and doing.
Yeah.
It was almost like spooky in a certain way, wasn't it, with those guys?
With the rats, you mean? In the
something. There was something that was like spooky about that.
Yeah. Nutcracker can be a little scary.
Yes. But yeah, that's what
true.
I mean.
That's true.
That actually scared me.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
I think that you talk about. You know, Bill Burr, we both like him
quite a bit.
I mentioned this, but I just think it's funny you talk about the Nutcracker and stuff, but he hosted, some award show, and the guy got out on the piano and just played this, and it was kind of long, this concerto, and just slow, and then fast, and then they go back to Bill Burr, he goes, did anyone else want to kill themselves?
You know, that sounds like totally something you two would do on the air.
On the air.
Want to slit their wrist? But yeah, it was, oh, man. Anyway, that you got to go in there with the right mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Those ballerinas are they're great.
And boy, is Nate Bargatze ever getting big? I mean, it just keeps blowing up.
He is.
Yeah, I'm so glad we got those. He said, so my kids had me come for parent career day, okay? And they put me at a table with a surgeon. Told the kids, it's like, well, that's what reading will do for you. Oh, God, he's funny. Yeah, he's so good. All right, have you ever returned a Christmas gift? I think everybody has, haven't they? Because of size.
Well, maybe that.
Oh, this facade. Still... You got it.
Well, not him, but somebody else.
Somebody else? Okay.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Can we listen to the song on the way out?
Sure.
Oh, the great song. Snowflakes
fell in signs over Bellowood that night. For a Christmas truce had been declared by both sides of the fight. As we lay there in our trenches, the silence broke in two by a German soldier singing a song that we all knew. And though I did not know.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Then across the frozen battlefield, another's voice joined in, until one by one each man became a singer of the hymn. Then I thought that I was dreaming, for right there in my side stood the German soldier, neath the falling flakes of white. And he raised his hand and smiled at me, as if he seemed to say, here's hoping we both live to see us find a better way.
Isn't that a great song?
Yeah.
Then the devil's clock
struck.
Does
he break into Silent Night eventually?
No, because the thing ended. The truce ended. And they started fighting again.
Well, didn't have 90 seconds to sing Silent Night.
I got through one verse.
I don't know. I don't think you know the story. All right.
But that is a true story. Okay. It's based on honest to God true story.
But it's not really, it doesn't mean anything unless they sang.
They both sang.
Oh, I
the
asked
Germans
you that.
Sang. Yeah, no.
Okay.
I thought he sang German in that song. But it says he sang in German. Okay.
Right.
And the Americans sang, obviously, in English. But right. they both sang the same song,
right.
But one in German, one in English
right.
at the
everybody,
same time.
A lot of people, I shouldn't say everybody, because you're going to ask me to sing it, but a lot of people sing Silent Night in German.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that was during the war.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I thought the guy was going to break into Silent Night.
Oh, the singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's I don't, what I was
no.
Yeah, yeah, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
No. Yeah, I do.
Because I don't know that that's real apparent.
Well, I don't know if you need to analyze it that closely. How about this? They both sang. They got up, they sang a weeping song, they crawled back in their trench, and they start shooting each other.
Okay.
How's that?
All right.
Good.
All right, I just
Merry bleeping Christmas to you, Jim. Wow.
Well, I was trying to.
Todd.
He's got to make an actual historic story.
I
get it now.
Everything.
Okay, that's great. What a great song, John.
Oh, my God. Here's a great text coming in. I'll put it up for you guys right now. It's from Carol.
Both parents were Polish, and Christmas Eve dinner was always specific traditional foods, including pierogi.
Pierogi. Yep.
A special soup, Christmas pickled herring, boiled potatoes. Yep. Didn't always appreciate this growing up, but continued it with my siblings, and now our grandchildren help us make the
pierogi
every year. Traditions are so beautiful. Merry Christmas.
They are.
Thanks, Carol.
That's great, Carol. What is pierogi?
It's like a little dumpling, I think, right? And they stuff it, but it might be made with potato instead of like...
The Poles didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
And that soup she had, I bet you is Kliska's and Klaas, which is...
You brought that in, right? Didn't you make that for your mom?
Oh, yeah. She loves that. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the soup they probably had. Pierogies, I think, are dumplings, but like more in the meat... They didn't have a lot of meat. They just didn't. You know, Germans are feasting on all the meat. We didn't have pierogies, so I think it's like a dumpling with the meat inside.
So this says a wrapped unleavened dough around a filling and cooked in boiling water.
Yeah. But what's the filling, though? It was probably pork.
Typical fillings included potato, cheese, sauerkraut, ground meat, mushrooms, fruits, or berries.
No meat.
Well, they get some ground meat in there. They put pork hocks in that Kliska's and Klaas, that soup. But, you know,
why would anybody eat a pork hock? Of all the things there is in the world to eat, why would you decide, I'm going to eat this?
Well, Todd, okay, first of all, it's smoked. A lot of flavor.
Yeah, I don't know if my mom's were. Maybe they were. But she would cook them in that, you know, the pot, right?
Right.
The pressure cooker and just cook the hell out of them.
Okay.
But I think it was because my mom's family didn't have a lot of money. So anything
you
that
eat
they
whatever
could eat,
was left.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's good taste to that.
But I mean, have you ever seen anybody in those little old bars, country bars, and they have that big jar of those?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody eat one?
No.
Me neither.
No, they're probably in there for 20 years.
Well, those are pickled. Yeah,
that and the pickled eggs.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody actually eat them.
And if you do, you don't want to sit next to them because you know that's coming
back
up.
We had a contest one time. Me and Vinny, or Nick, one of the two, we had we're doing a live remote. We did a pickled eggs eating contest.
Oh. Did anybody lose?
I won.
Did you lose it, though? Were you sick afterward?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember they took the lid off, okay, and screwed the lid, and there were like some kind of fumes, like almost like smoke coming up. What was that from?
But
dust on the
top.
I don't know, maybe, huh? Yeah,
pickled eggs are good.
Pickled eggs are okay. Mm. When you say pickle, you mean the ones in the jar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with those. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with those. You know what I love? Nikki the other day, I'd never heard this term before. Wisconsin sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I never heard that term before.
But that's the stuff you like.
I love that.
The ham rolled with cream cheese and a pickle.
I told you, I can live on gift boxes and those. And I think we had one other thing I could live off. Remember?
Vodka?
No, it's not vodka. So I met this guy last night who owns like the biggest cabbage farm in Wisconsin.
Oh, kraut, yeah.
Okay. And they sell more sauerkraut out of his place than like any place in Wisconsin.
Is he up in Black? Where is he? The Black Creek?
Shiocton.
Because I know there's some huge cabbage farms up there, which I don't know. I don't think of Wisconsin as cabbage, but we're huge in that. Cranberries, cabbage. We should learn more about that. But yeah.
I wish I liked sauerkraut more. I try so hard to like sauerkraut. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I do. It's what it's with, though, right? I mean, you got with slow cooker, with, pork roast, and that's good.
All right.
I mean, if you just have it out of the jar, no, it's not like a great thing to eat. But no, it's what you put it with, Johnny. But
it's really good for you.
I can help you with that.
It's really good for you.
Sauerkraut?
Yeah.
It's fermented. Anything fermented is good for your gut.
And it's cabbage, which you're putting through. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, so
So I'm going to try eating more.
Are you making that stuff tonight?
Sauerkraut?
No, that...
This jar he gave me?
No, that family tradition that you talked about.
I don't know.
You got all day to do it.
I don't know.
You should. Bring it to the party.
Call Julie, ask her. She's doing it. She doesn't have anything else going on. That's her birthday, but she doesn't have anything else
going on. Happy birthday, Julie.
Julie, yeah. What's on the menu? I can imagine, Jim. Julie, what's on the menu? Why aren't you making pierogies? Back with Bert Griffin right after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.